Gentlemen, next application is the application, case number 11176, the application of Louis R. and Nancy S. Rakos, located east of Route 1, also known as Coastal Highway, east of Andrew Street, and being Lot 4 within Bayview Park Development, and being identified as tax map ID 1-34, map number 20.11, parcel number 46, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. The applicant's requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an elevator. I did receive a note, it's very short, from Jane and Bud Herlock. We do agree with this application having a variance from the side yard setback at their home on Andrew Street in Bayview Park. In reference to the hearing date, no one can attend on their behalf, so they submitted a note for approval.
Thank you.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record.
Louis R. Rakos, 309 Woodview Road, West Grove, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My architect who applied for this variance was supposed to be here tonight. I applied all day to get a hold of him. He is not. So I do not know of your questions except for what I've heard already, but I can state to you why I wish to have this. We purchased the house in 1995. Since then, I've had 3 back surgeries and 1 neck surgery. I'm looking at an extensive recovery period from another back surgery, which is 6 to 9 months of recovery. But we need to look at putting the elevator shaft on the exterior house after investigating every part of the house and the interior. But we've had 2 elevator companies and 4 contractors look at the picture of property. It is one of these upside down houses in the Bayview Park community, which is up on the stilts. So therefore, the master bedroom, kitchen, and living room, dining room, decks are all up on the basically 3 stories from the ground, which was very helpful during Hurricane Sandy, having up on stilts itself. Did I cause the problem? Well, I'm injured in my particular profession, which is heating and air conditioning. I guess I've pushed some things a little bit too far in my 40-some years. We've looked at every other possible vendor of how to get this particular item done. We could not find any place else to put this in. I don't know what else to say.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Well, there are standards for us to grant a variance that have to be addressed.
Okay.
Are you familiar with those standards, or your
just what I've heard tonight here? Okay. I don't have them in front of me.
Anything in front of you? Is there something in front of you there? You can.
All speakers clarify. No, in my paperwork, I have nothing. I received nothing. My, as I said, the architect filed for. I just got a letter saying to be here tonight.
I believe our attorney has it.
You have a copy? I can
right here.
These are the standards.
Okay.
When your architect applied, he probably signed here at the bottom, and you may have as well. So if you can just address these items here for us.
Mr. Wingate signed it. Don Wingate signed the form.
Okay.
He is my architect, yes. Mm-hmm. You also said there was no other letter. The Association of Bayview Park had sent me an email that they had sent out to everyone saying that they had received no notification of anyone.
I can look, but you can go ahead and I'll look.
Okay.
The only one I had was a little note that just came in.
So is there any uniqueness to the property, such as irregular shape, size, exceptional physical condition, like other than general characteristics or conditions that limit its improvement? Uniqueness, it's just the house that's existing, the property line is where it is. I can't change any of that. So there's no possibility of the property to be developed in strict conformity. No, we cannot get an elevator anyplace else at all. We've looked at different stops on different areas, and it just cannot be put anyplace else whatsoever. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Well, it is definitely going to be for me. It's hard now to negotiate the steps that are there now on it. Myself, I fell on twice in the last 6 to 8 months trying to go up the steps or going down the steps. As you can see, my left foot kind of just hangs and I trip easily. So this is why we're looking for this. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by you. No, it's not being created for me except for the fact that it is myself. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Bayview Park has a series of houses that do have external elevators on them. The development is not a development of all the same built type houses. They're all different homes. Some are single stories, two stories, three stories. So it doesn't take away from the character. It won't be something like odd, you know, whatsoever. Is it the minimal that we'll afford relief? It is absolutely the minimal. We went back and forth to see if we could shorten it down any, and that's just what the space that the elevators needed. The second floor of the house has a 2-foot overhead from the first floor, and therefore that's why it got pushed out a little bit to be able to clear to the second floor, which is where we're trying to get to. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible. Absolutely, is the least that we can do to the property itself.
Well, for someone that wasn't prepared, you did a good job.
I looked in the record, and I have no letter from Bayview Park.
Okay, I have a text message on my phone, but that's okay. They all object. But Fred Mackley had assured me that the association had approved it and then sent a mass mail out saying that they had approved it.
Maybe they sent a mass mail out to the membership and not to the county.
They were going to send something, they said, to the county, but that's okay. They didn't.
Because I normally ask that question, what if you have any documentation from your...
Just a text message.
That's all you have. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Blank cleared that up.
Okay. for the questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson, do you have any?
No.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Riggers?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
And Mr. Callaway, I have no further questions, so... Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has demonstrated that there is uniqueness in his property, that he cannot put an elevator inside the house. I believe in his situation, in his unique situation, that it cannot otherwise be developed for the elevator. It wasn't created by the applicant. Structurally, the home can't sustain a elevator inside the home. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as we've heard testimony that there are several other houses that have elevators in the development. And it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,176.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,176. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. By a vote of 5-0, case number 11,176 is approved.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Yes, sir, and good luck.
Thank you.